Blog Talk Radio.
Hey. Good morning. I'm trying to make it a good morning. Good morning, a wonderful approach. It is day one of devotion. I absolutely love this time of year. This time of year, we get a chance to test our body, test our resolve, test our determination. You know, this is about the test, okay? This is about doing something possibly that you've never done. Get a result that you've never had. You know what I'm saying? How in the world are you going to get something new and you're not willing to put the work in? We got to put this work in. And we're putting the work in the name of God, which should make it a little bit easier, but it's not guaranteed to make it easier, okay? It's just giving us motivation. Motivation. We'll do these good morning clips. And I know 6 o'clock is early. I know 6 o'clock is early. So I'm not, you know, expecting people to wake up exactly at 6 o'clock and listen. At the same time, we're up anyways getting some food. That's why these things came up. They were like, hey, we're all up together anyways. We're all up trying to get our gift basket ready. For those that are doing the full fast, you know, we're preparing whatever kind of breakfast you think you're going to have. And, you know, you got to get your mind right in this. I promise you. I promise you. This is a mental challenge, okay? This may have nothing to do with, really, it doesn't have anything to do with the biscuit. And sometimes it takes a year or two to understand that. This is not about the biscuit. This is about pushing yourself for a higher purpose in the name of God. But you're going to focus on a biscuit, and then it's going to frustrate you. I beg of you, move past that, all right? Because if not, it's going to be just a long 30 days, right? So I was able to set up the Facebook page.
Yay!
It looks so beautiful. Every year there's a theme, there's a flower, there's something that we're speaking about or that Spirit's trying to inform me where the focus needs to be. And so for the last 2 years, I went back and looked. It's been this beautiful sunflower, which is awesome. This year it's a dove. Do you know how important this white bird has been in the history of understanding? There's so many stories, biblical stories, religious stories, any type of stories, where this dove has been a signal of hope, a signal to keep going, a symbol of purity. It really is a perfect sign, symbol, understanding, recognition. It is absolutely perfect for what we're trying to do. And so I'm very pleased with it. So every day in the Facebook page, you'll have the opportunity to say, okay, no matter when you wake up, actually, you can listen to the program, get the words you need, understand what you're supposed to be doing, and then move forward in that. Also, I want to share, you know, I believe it's Easter time. And so I was at the store, and there's these wonderful Easter baskets. They're just a little white wicker basket. And so when I saw it, I picked it up. I don't think I've ever held an Easter basket, okay? I grew up with an Islamic understanding. And so this is not, I don't know what this is. So anyways, I pick it up, and it's white. It's a pearly white. And I was like, I am creating a gift basket for God. You know, I'm working hard to put in it. From what I understand, people put things in the basket, right? Eggs, candy, whatever. They go along their journey, and they're putting things in their basket. And I was like, I'm going to put things in my basket. Every day, every time I make my accomplishment, I'm going to put it on a piece of paper, fold it up, and put it in my basket. And I'm hoping that in 30 days it's overflowing, overflowing with accomplishments. And so, you know, this is day one. Day one. So I'm going to write, you know, day one, woke up, did radio program. That's an accomplishment, family. We woke up this morning, crack of dawn. Dawn hasn't even cracked yet. But we're here making this commitment to God. And imagine if, you know, we have lots of distractions in the world. There's lots of negativity in the world. Imagine if you woke up in the morning, started your day off with a good word. That's an accomplishment. You know, it's crazy that we have to work to fight against negativity to the point where we have to be so intentional about our positivity. It's crazy, but it's an accomplishment, okay? So day one, woke up, did radio. Day one, got my exercises in, okay? I want to do a little, I have a little 15-minute floor routine. That's a big deal. It only takes 15 minutes, but it's still an accomplishment for me because it's been something that I've had a hard time getting to. So that's going to get a little sheet of paper, right? I did my prayer studies. Of course, I always do my prayer studies. But when you're fasting, waking up so early, and you're adjusting to everything we're trying to do, it's an accomplishment. I really want us to think about all the things we do for God. We do in the name of God. Because I want you to see either you are A, doing tons, and it is fabulous, or you're not doing enough, and we need to kind of get on the ball, okay? If you reach out to your fast buddy, and hopefully we'll be getting fast buddies today or tomorrow. But if you reach out to your fast buddy and they're doing good and everything's wonderful and you had that 5-minute check-in, that's all we're doing, checking in. Don't carry nobody. Please carry yourself. But if you do your check-in, look, fold that, put on a piece of paper. You see what I'm saying? So every day you should have, you know, at least 9. Don't forget, we have 9 things that we're trying to actively do. You know what I'm saying? If you were able to say, okay, I made arrangements with my community service, that's great. Fold that piece of paper up in the basket. I saw a sister apprentice said that she's going to be giving up her meat. That's a big deal for someone who may have eaten meat almost every day of their life, every day of their adult life, sometimes twice a day. And now all of a sudden, you're just going to give it up? That's a whole lot. Write it down. I made it one day. You know, this is day one. I have to encourage my family. The first 3 days are the most difficult. Whatever you can do to lay low, and it's so funny because I had intentions on doing nothing today. I had intentions on doing nothing but praying, reading, and sleeping, just trying to survive day one. And, of course, I'm sure all of the angels started laughing at me. They're like, yeah, Mama Seven sitting at home, laying down, praying, reading, and that. You know, that did not happen. I'm already got too many things to do today and ripping and running. And I tried. I thought about it. It was a nice thought, but ain't no reality in it. I got stuff to do. And I know that even though what I'm about to do is not a whole lot, you know, I have to go check on my mom. I still know I have to monitor my energy, you know. So I'm going to try to make that trip early part of the day when I have, you know, a little bit more energy. And then during the evening time, I'm going to try to make sure that I have the ability to either rest or, you know, just be in a quiet state, you know. I'm telling you all of this because I want all of you to intentionally plan your day, especially when we're talking about these first 3 days. This is when, you know, this is kind of make or break time. It's hard to start and stop. It's so much harder to start and stop than it is to just keep going, in my opinion, because I don't want to go back through, I guess, almost the withdrawals. You know, it's almost withdrawals, okay? So I really want to encourage everybody. I'm trying to hopefully make a couple phone calls just to get people lined up. We got stuff to do. One of the things that we have to do is, one of the things I hope goes on your piece of paper is our journaling. We got to journal, family. Journaling helps it to make it real. Journaling helps it to, when we write stuff down, we're touching a different muscle. We have a different intention in it. So, yeah, let's go. Let's work on it. Journaling, and it helps when you have something to focus your journaling on. And with the wonderful approach we do, we're going to be working out of the little handy notebook of devotions. It's 3, aligning yourself with God. Aligning yourself with God, okay? We, in our arrogance, and, you know, we're just spoiled. You know, we're not bad. Us humans aren't bad. It's just that we're spoiled. We've got a chance to be God's favorite. We've got a chance to get all of his love and attention. We've had the opportunity to have God assign angels to us. You know, we have all this positive energy. And what do? We be spoiled. You know, we want God to do it our way. Even though we know so little. What? We know so little, family. But we still want God to do it our way. So this book, it was so very important. And I didn't name the book until I was done. You know, I knew it was another devotions book, but I didn't know the purpose of it. And so when I thought it was complete and the title came up, Aligning Yourself with God, I don't know if you've ever been in the presence of something going on. And you're like, wait a minute, did you just see that? Did you see how that happened? Blah, 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 blah. It was really an elevation to me, okay? It was amazing because I, just to see how God is trying to get us to come closer to him, okay? So day one, the theme is spiritually protecting your family. This is difficult. Every family doesn't sit there. You know, it's difficult. I always equate this to staying out of that mud puddle. Always, always, always. How do you get your family out the mud when they've been thriving in the mud? You know what I'm saying? They love being muddy. No. You got to get out the mud because cleanliness is next to godliness, okay? It's time. You got to get out of the mud, because even if my family has been here for generations, we have to evolve. We have to grow. We have to build. You know what I'm saying? All these things are our responsibility. And in your family, you may be the only one that gets this. You may be the only one that understands how important God is to the matrix of your family. Do you see how important that is? You know, everybody wants to, oh, what are my gifts? What are my gifts to the universe? And I'm like, what are your gifts to your family? Your family is really in a situation, and they need you to get yourself together so that you can shine that light on them. Every angel in a wonderful approach. After that first year, I notice they start to bring family with them. They're like, hey, mom, check this out. This is what I'm doing. Hey, brother, check this out. This is what I'm doing. You know, they want, and to me, all that shows me is that we're on this right path. Because when you want people that you love, no matter if they're good or not, no matter if they're struggling or not, it doesn't matter. When you want people that you love and that you care about to be part of something good and positive with you, that means we're doing the right thing. We're doing the right thing. We just have to keep pushing. But when you're spiritually protecting your family, when you say, I know better, so I do better. When you're the one that says, I know this little cousin is living on the edge. I need to get them some more prayer. When you're the one that says, hey, I'm going to stand up here and I'm going to allow myself to be an example. That's always been my thing. You know, I'm the oldest. All those oldest, they understand, you know, I'm just so tired of hearing it. You know, we are the ones that have to set the examples, right? And I've been doing this forever. Set the God example, okay? How high is that? Set the example. What would, you know, I remember there was a craze out maybe 20 years ago. Youngins don't know about it, but it went, what would Jesus do? And so everyone had this WWJD, I think. So what would Jesus do? What would he do? What would the one who has been sent down to represent, so don't start debating me on schematics. I wasn't there. I told everybody that. I wasn't there. I don't know. But I do know the moral of the story. I do understand some of the lessons that come from the story. Now, don't ask me about schematics, and I'm not for sure. But this is the one that came down to teach us the King of Peace. You know what I'm saying? This is how important his lessons were. Right? So when we talk about protecting our family, how can we do that? You know, right now in America, a lot of times we don't live with our family. You know, like right this morning, I'm going to be making plans to go visit mine. You know, I got to go check on this and check on that. So how can I spiritually protect her and I don't even live with her? One, read the book. And then two, think about upholding yourself first to set the example. And then what can you do from, you know, where you are. So the exercise in the book is an awesome exercise. Of course, it talks about spiritual cleanliness, which we all, spiritual hygiene is a big thing with a wonderful approach. You know, actually, I have a very simple suggestion, but if you do that, oh, they are very powerful. You know, like think about basic salt and pepper. Salt is very basic. Pepper is very basic. But when you put them in food, it gives it kick, it gives it flavor, it does all this other stuff. Now, you can get fancy with it and grab some paprika and some Himalayan pink salt. I mean, there's all kinds of things you can do to get fancy with it. But when you want some just basic flavor, the basics work, okay? So that's how I am with this spiritual protection. You can get fancy with it, but I'm talking about just get it to work, okay? Just get it to the point where, you know, your family's been taken care of, because that's what's important. Make sure that you are doing your part by managing yourself, fighting that negativity. Make sure that you are educating / exposing your children. Well, that's a big one. That is a big one right there. Our children need our prayers. Our children need our comfort. Our children need guidance. So let's go ahead and make sure we're giving them everything that they need as well, okay? So as you're getting into the swing of things with this fast, understand, and it may feel like a lot. You know, you're like, oh, my goodness. You want me to pray extra? You want me to journal? You want me to watch what I'm eating? You want me to watch what I'm saying? Guess what? It only seems like a lot because you've gotten off of this path. That's why. It really is not a lot. You know, really, in the scope of things, if we were doing what God wanted us to do, we'd have no time for anything else. None. Not earning a living, not procreating, not nothing, okay? But God is so merciful. He's so wonderful that he's going to give us this opportunity to get back to our spiritual focus. He's going to give us this opportunity to get back to our personal focus, okay? So every day I'm going to ask about the gift baskets, okay? And every day, you know, if you're part of the group, I want you to be able to go and, you know, every now and again, maybe in a week, let's take pictures of our gift basket and, you know, put them in. That's a closed, it's supposed to be a private group. So I'll have to look and see who can see, whatever. But, you know, we do so much for outreach. I want us to have a place where it is us and we can focus and we can say amen, ashe, and without having to explain to those that don't know. This is going to be for us, okay? We have to work together to get through this, and that's what we're doing, okay? So, you know, maybe next week, whatever day you get through. And for some people, if you get through day three, because we got some situations, if you get through day three, then that may be the day for you and say, hey, look, this is my gift basket. And you don't have to show us what's in it, but just your basket. You know, I came in, my basket's empty right now. And I put it right in front of my shrine, my ancestor's shrine, and said, hey, we're going to fill this up for this devotion. And I know my ancestors are like, ah, Easter. An Easter basket. I mean, I could feel the excitement. And I don't think it had to do with my gift basket. I think it had something to do with Easter. But that's okay. Say, ancestors going to work with me. All right. Increase prayer and study. Like I said, by now you should already know what your study is, because I deep study in the people. And spirit is like, hey, this is going to help you. You know what I'm saying? This is going to help. When it comes to a wonderful approach, I thank God. There's so much to know. And I just thank God I don't have to know it all. You know, I don't need my brain just leaking out the ears. You know, I don't have to know it all. I don't. And I don't know it all. I'm studying, okay? But I'm so glad that there are other people in A Wonderful Approach that do have other studies, so I can call them and say, hey, what is this? What does that mean? How does that correlate with this? And, you know, some of these conversations, great conversations, I promise you, I'm going to get at least one podcast in. I will, we'll videotape one of these great conversations. But until then, you know, we're working on, you know, getting everybody up to date, up to speed, all right? So if it feels like a lot, just understand it needs to come to this. It needs to come to our understanding of this, okay? And then our prayer. Ooh, I love this prayer. I love this prayer. This is a prayer that King David did. And the prayer goes, create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Amen. How awesome is that? So, see what God is saying to us. And God talks to so many people at once, it's ridiculous, okay? But see what God is saying to us. First, we have this dove, this symbol of purity, right? Then our first prayer is asking for a pure heart, a steadfast, a renewed and steadfast spirit within me. Steadfast means I'm not going to break. Steadfast means I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to keep pushing, keep pushing, keep pushing. Steadfast is one of my favorite words. It's one of my favorite words because it's like I'm not, it's such a determined word. It's such a determined word. So that's the prayer for today. I absolutely love it. I am going to, during this time, family, make sure you know when the sun up and sundown is in your area, right? So every now and again, your eyes will start to play tricks on you, and you start to think, oh, is that the sun going down at 3 o'clock in the afternoon? No, it's not. find out, Google, weather report, whatever. Find out when the sun comes up and when the sun goes down in your area, if you're doing a full fast, so that you can understand what you're trying to accomplish, okay? So you can kind of mentally prepare and also prepare your physical body. Prepare your body, have your fruits, vegetables, have all of that ready. Prepare your mind. We're not going to get caught up in silly conversations and, you know, arguments. No. We already know that's out there. We're looking for something better, higher. Okay? And then let's pay attention to our, we got to hit on all cylinders, okay? Pay attention to your spirit. Make sure you're making entries into your dream journals. Those dreams are going to start popping. I already know because they've been popping on my side. Pay attention to write them down. We have some new awakenings coming up. So don't get caught up in the biscuit. Don't get caught up in the biscuit. Okay? Enjoy the process. Understand this is good for you. It's good for all of us to get back to this state, okay? Amen, amen, amen. Good luck, and I look forward to speaking to a couple of people. Peace.